My name is Mindy, and I am a Parks Canada Heritage Presenter in Lake Louise area.
Okay, and what is it you actually do?
We actually do what we call roving, is we go around to different highly trafficked areas in the park, and we have information kits, and myself in particular, I focus on bears. And we'll also talk about group access that's in effect right now. So that has to do with the grizzly bear, because this area is home to about 4 or 5 different grizzly bears. And so for public safety, we get people to hike in groups of 4 or more.
Okay, so if they're closer together in groups,
exactly,
it's safer, is it?
Exactly. Okay. So in that way, the bear is able to travel through the landscape without constantly bumping into individuals along the trail.
Sure.
Because back in the mid-90s, there was a lot of aggressive encounters with hikers on the trail. So in that time, we'd have to close the trails down. So seasonal trail closures when berry season would come out. And in 1999, we tested out group access, which would group people in 6 or more. And after reviews, now we, by law, people have to hike in groups of 4 or more. But statistically, it shows groups of 4 or more, if there is encounters, they're less aggressive, and this way it's more intimidating to the bear.
Have you had any encounters with bears yourself recently? Or
not as of lately, but I have had bear encounters in the backcountry in Jasper National Park. Out hiking about 20 kilometers in, I've encountered a grizzly bear as it was digging around for ground squirrels, and it followed us for about 1 kilometer. It was more curious than anything of what we were doing out there, but...
What kind of distance between you and the bear?
Probably about maybe 30 meters. It did follow us, and I was with my partner, and we definitely gave the bear an escape route, but it wasn't a big open pass, so we had a good sight line of where the bear was. But
cool. I mean, how does that actually feel? Were the hairs on the back of your neck prickling up,
Yes.
You just being very...
You know, just really, you know, making a conservative effort not to run. And to stay as calm as you possibly could, keeping your backpack on, mentally going through the steps of what you should do when you do encounter a bear. And that is to not appear threatening and just, you know, keep your wits about you.
You said about the bear pelt? You said about the bear pelt? You said about the bear pelt?
Yes, we have a bear pelt right here. We have Bear 56 that we bring out with us, and she was actually killed on the railroad track, and it was due to a bear jam. So people stopped at the side of the road, got out of their cars to take pictures, and it needed an escape route, so it ended up crossing the railroad track, and it was hit by a train. And unfortunately, she had 2 cubs with her at the time. And as events turned out, the cubs denned together that winter, and then the female cub went on her own, and she was struck on the highway as well. And then the male cub's carcass was found 2 years later, most likely from an adult male grizzly bear.
Okay, so what's the use of actually having a pelt here then?
What it is, it's for educational purposes, to explain to people, you know, the importance of the grizzly bear. There is only 60, best estimated guess, in Banff National Park. And they are a species of special concern because they do reproduce so slowly. And Lake Louise area in particular is a high concentration of female grizzly bears.
Right.
So we really try to conserve them and protect them as much as we can.
Excellent. Thank you, Mindy.
You're welcome.
Thank you very
much. My pleasure.